In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. The most deadly weapon we possess is our tongue. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt us is a flat-out lie. Names hurt far more. Words destroy relationships. Words tear down names and reputations. They pierce the heart with precision to hit us where it hurts the most. They create a sense of worthlessness, irrelevance, and ineptitude. At a very young age, kids learn the power of words. They know how to say just the right thing to mom, a sibling, or even a friend to get a reaction. They feel like they're in control of their emotions. Words hurt. They ostracize. They belittle. Words reveal the heart, that blackened, depraved, sinful, narcissistic, mean old heart. We can tame all kinds of animals, but no man can tame the tongue, writes St. James. Quickly we snap at those who cut us off. Quickly we jump to our own defense and our right. They hurt our feelings, so we want to hurt them back. We want them to feel our pain, our suffering, our feelings of worthlessness. We want to inflict it on them. We feel that is fair and right. We can't do it physically. And so we thrust such a dagger into their heart, tipped with poison, so that our words fester and grow and eat away at them. Mom always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. But they hurt us, we cry. To misuse the name of the Lord our God is the greatest of all outward sins. First we honor God with our hearts, then we confess him with our lips. God will hold anyone who misuses his name responsible. You heard the story. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. The punishment must fit the crime. And the punishment for blaspheming or misusing the name of the Lord our God is death. That is the just and fitting punishment. That is how serious God is about those who just let his name roll off their tongue in the heat of an argument. The Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Misusing the name of the Lord is to tell lies about our God. False prophets tell lies. They blaspheme his name. They paint him in a different image than God wants to be painted. They sully his reputation. So St. James also writes, not many of you should desire to become overseers. You will be judged more harshly. If you spread lies about who our God is and lead others astray, God will hold you responsible. But any lie that we tell, whether we use the name of our God or not, breaks this second commandment. We are God's children, sealed with his holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, emblazoned on our head at baptism. And so everything we do is a reflection of who our God is. It's a reflection on him. The world may not care one bit how we talk. In fact, they quite like it when Christians are talking like them. Now they fit in. But the demons in hell are laughing at our biting tongues. They mock God that we are so quick to anger and to curses and other such words of condemnation. They chuckle as we lie and deceive our neighbor, gossip behind their back, and refuse to take words and actions in the kindest possible way just simply because someone hurt our feelings. Can salt water and fresh water come from the same spring? Can lies and truth flow off the same tongue? Dear children, this should not be. Man will have to give an account for every careless word he has spoken. Not for every sinful word, but for every careless word that unknowingly tears down, destroys, or hurts. So be quick to listen, and ever so slow to speak. Words are power. God's words are no different. By it he created the heavens and the earth, by it he redeemed. God's word is power, and that word became flesh. He was the one torn down. His name was dragged through the mud. His reputation was sullied. He was insulted, mocked, and ridiculed. And yet they hit him where it hurt the most, his heart. Oh, how he longed to gather them together as a hen gathers her chicks, but they were not willing. He loved them with an undying love, and they took his heart and stomped on it. And yet he does not retaliate. He does not yell at them in anger. He makes no sound. Willingly he goes. So great is his love. He entrusted himself fully and completely to the one who judges justly. He did not need to defend himself. So when he opened his mouth, he asked his dear Heavenly Father to forgive them, for they did not know what they were doing. Never did he lie. Never did he deceive. He spoke only the truth. That doesn't mean the word that he speaks doesn't hurt. The word is a sharp, double-edged sword that pierces the heart and soul with divine precision, dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. The word does hurt. The word kills, it cuts, it tears down, it ruins our reputation, and everything we think is great about us, it throws in the garbage. Yet the word is truth. What it has spoken is true about us. He does it out of gracious love, for he cannot build us back up if he doesn't first tear us down. He cannot restore us and raise us to a new and glorious life if he does not first kill us, the sinful flesh and all that is in it. So by his word, he restores us. By his word, he raises us to a new and glorious life. His words are power. His words forgive. His words heal. They console. It is the balm of forgiveness that soothes our conscience. His words raise us up to the very heights of heaven, where we commune with our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now by faith, and forever on the last day by sight. So preach the word, Christ tells his ministers. For how can they believe without someone preaching to them? Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Once again, this is a gracious command given by God to you. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And the name of our God that is above all others is Jesus. Jesus is the name at which every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth. Jesus is alone reveals this God who saves us, who condescends to our nature and does all things great for us. Jesus reveals a merciful, kind, and gracious God, a God who opens up heaven to us sinners. How sweet the name of Jesus is. How sweet is the forgiveness which falls off of his lips, not just once or twice, but again and again, as we come into his presence to receive his grace. But this is who he is. This is his great reputation and name among us. He will not yell at us or condemn us, though we have sinned. But he forgives and restores us once again to sonships. We are children of God, heirs of heaven. In Jesus. That name owns us. It is who we are. It is our reputation and self-worth. It is tied solely to Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in baptism are still emblazoned on our heads. So we speak as Christ spoke. Our words of love cover the sins of others, even as Christ's words of love cover ours. We love because he first loved us. So do not let those poisonous words fall off your tongue, but only speak what is helpful for building up others, encouraging, supporting, and uplifting them according to their needs. Speak with kindness and compassion. Bless those who curse you. Bless and do not curse. Love those who persecute you. Pray for them. Be slow to speak, and yet ever so quick to forgive, even as your God comes to forgive you day after day. When they insult you, turn to them the other cheek. For in doing so, you are giving them an example of who your God is, Christ, who turned the other cheek for you to open heaven. This is who you are. This is the name of your God. Let his name, Jesus, flow from your lips continually as you call out to him in prayer and praise and supplications. Let it be on your lips day and night. For this is the name of the God who alone can save, the God who has saved, and the God who continues to come to you yet again tonight to give you his salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.